Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this issue of Trundlebed Tales. This is the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utah, the host and creator of Trundlebed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundlebed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And today's episode is 151, which is looking ahead at Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom in 2024. And hopefully, hold on 1 second. There we go. And I'm glad to finally get a chance to do this. I always hope I'm going to get it done in January, and this is May, so I totally failed at that. And I still haven't gotten all the information I wanted, but I wanted to get this episode done and then publish it. And I really should have just gone ahead and published it a couple weeks ago, but I didn't get that done, so we're going to go ahead and do it now. I had tried to get a Facebook Live going in the same event, and while I've used the same exact system before, it now says it doesn't recognize the camera. So we're going to skip that, and we're just having the episode online, and I hope you enjoy it. So before we get too far, let's do just a little bit of house cleaning. And that is just a reminder that you can join into the podcast at any time by calling 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll free 1-877-633-9389. And that's toll free 1-877-633-9389. If you are calling from a system where you don't have to pay long distance, call the 714 number because we've been having some issues with the toll-free number, although it is supposed to work. And if you don't have access to something that has free long distance, should go ahead and use that toll-free number. To let you know what is going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom this month, since we are in May, we are going to, well, I've already had one program that I did that was on the 3rd, on Friday. I was over at Corning, which is also Johnny Carson's birthplace. He claimed he was a boy from Nebraska because he moved there when he was a little boy, but he was actually born in Iowa, and his birthplace is a museum that's open in summer. All right, so what's going on as far as and yes, I'm clicking on the wrong things because I thought I had everything pulled up, and I got so fussed up with the Facebook stuff that I did not. All right, here we go, and presentations, there we go. All right, so I have several presentations for May, and the one that I just did in Corning at the Opera House was on Friday, May 3rd. A Long Way Home, aka the General Laura program, is going to be in Adair, Iowa, which actually is kind of close to Corning, on Saturday, May 18th at 10:30 a.m. on a Saturday, and at the Indianola Activity Center in Indianola, Iowa, on Tuesday, May 28th at 1 p.m. Now, I am going to be at Burr Oak on June 22nd for their Laura Day, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to be in the one-room school most of the day. I'm doing a Laura program, and then I'm also going to be doing some one-room school stuff. And I think I am going to be in DeSmet for one of their pageant weekends, but we have not set that up firmly yet. And I'm going to be doing another local show, I think, sometime this summer, that I'll have to get back to you on dates. What's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom specifically in May? Pepin, which is Pepin, Wisconsin, the place where Laura Ingalls Wilder was born, is going to be having a cast reunion event May 10th and 11th, which is going to be including the Villa Belizia Winery and Vineyards in Pepin, Wisconsin, which is right on the corner where you turn off the main road onto the road that takes you up to the replica birthplace cabin. And they're also going to be doing a Mother's Day river tour on Lake Pepin, which I think, well, I guess I shouldn't say on Lake Pepin because I'm not exactly sure where it's going to be, but it's going to be part of the 50th anniversary celebration. Also on May 11th and 12th, they're going to be having one of the Home at Laura's Place events where they have reenactors bring in historical furniture and set up as if they live in the little house. Independence has for a long time had Prairie Days be their main summer event, and instead this time they just sort of renamed their Laura Ingalls Wilder cast reunion Prairie Days, and it's going to be May 31st to June 2nd. Burr Oak is having a fundraiser today, which was Laura's Sack Lunch drive-through meal. It's a fundraising drive featuring the Winnesheek County Cattlemen. It also includes an open house at the new school building with live music presentations by their Little Miss Laura's and refreshments. Usually they have more than one of those a year. When I have a follow-up date, I will let you know. In Spring Valley, Minnesota, yesterday was their cleanup day. And we actually have a production of Little House in the Prairie, the musical, who I'm very glad they posted on one of the Little House pages, because otherwise it did not turn up in any of my searches. I do not understand why there is not a centralized page. The place they buy the rights from doesn't put a list of the places who have bought those plays and the dates, but they do not. So it's just catch as catch can. If you hear about a production of Little House in the Prairie, the musical, or another Laura Ingalls Wilder play, please let me know so I can get them on the list. And this one that is going to be this month is going to be in Morristown, New Jersey, May 11th and 12th, and May 18th, 19th, 2024, which is going to be at the Greek Theater in Morris Township. So lots of stuff going on this month. And I think that is the end of, I should say one other thing before we move on from housekeeping, and that is I have gotten back on doing my Laura in a Minute posts. I'm reposting some of them. A couple of them I think are going to be new, but I'm doing a whole chain of them that is things about Laura where I'm talking a little over a minute about what's going on so you can find out about it too. And that should be the end of housekeeping. And with that, we are on what is going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder events around the country in 2024. Now, I keep a page of these on the website, and I work on trying to get dates from people. Now, seriously, I have trouble with this. And some of them are because people set dates late. And some of them are because people set dates well ahead and then don't post them anywhere. I don't understand that. But even when I was working at Usher's Ferry, they would have the dates set in the fall. And the only way I would find out about them before May was if I happened to be in the office and found the list they had left over from the meeting. So this is a very common thing. It isn't just a Laura thing, and I don't know why it is. So, all right, going ahead. Now, I do have a few things on here that I still have 2003 dates for. On my list, on both the post, which I'm going to be posting tonight, and on the page where I'm going to be reposting this probably tomorrow, I don't have dates for everything. So the things that are solid and have 2024 as part of the date are from this year. If I do not have the date yet, but am fairly confident it's going to happen this year, it's in italics and still says 2023 is part of the date. So watch for that. And again, if you find out about some Laura Ingalls Wilder event that's going on, please reach out, let me know so I can get it added to the list. I do not include events that are just a single speaker speaking, but I don't even put mine that's just a single speaker speaking on the Laura Ingalls Wilder events, but I do it from the home site or any bigger events anywhere in the country or any of the TV show reunion events where there's at least three people, because again, I just don't want to put up all the posts for single people events. But if there's at least three of them, they get to go on the list. And with that, I should say there's a lot of TV events because 2024 is the 50th anniversary of the television show starting on September 11th. It's the official anniversary of the start of the TV show. The movie was actually March 30th, so we're already past that. Going in to Pepin, Wisconsin. I sort the home sites by the order Laura lived in them. Every year, Pepin, Wisconsin does a celebration for Laura Ingalls Wilder's birthday. They used to always do the actual birth date. Now they tend to do the Saturday closest to. And it was on February 3rd this year. They have it at the actual replica cabin. And if you are someplace where it is reasonable to drive to Pepin in the winter from, it is well worth the drive. They do a lot of cool different things every year. I've done a podcast talking to them on a couple different things. A couple different years. I hope you get a chance to do it sometime. Then, home at Laura's Place, which is one of the things that I mentioned, and we were talking about what's going on this month, because this is May is the first month they do it. They do it one weekend between May and August. And so it's May 11th and 12th, June 8th and 9th, July 13th and 14th, August 10th and 11th. And this will be the third year they're doing them. And I'm glad to see that it's become a regular thing, because I'm going to run out of time, so I'm not going to explain about the Birthplace Cottage and that, but I will probably do another podcast where I talk about that. But I'm glad they're having activity at the cabin again. The 50th anniversary cast reunion is going to be next weekend, May 10th and 11th, and I think they still have some tickets available. If the reunion is at a home site, I just have the listing under the home site, and the more details are down under the reunion section. So Laura Days is the big Pepin event. I was there every year for quite a few years. I am not going to make it again this year, but it's going to be September 14th and 15th. Traditionally, they include the most participants, including adults, who dress up in prairie clothes. And this last year, they had an adult costume contest, which is the only one of those so far, and one of the Laura home sites. I don't know why they do more historic clothing than any place else, but I really, really recommend if you have a Laura dress, wear it to the Laura Days in Pepin. They also have a regional fiddle contest. They were the first of the Laura Ingalls Wilder sites to host a fiddle contest and a traditional craft demonstration area where they show you things like tin punching lanterns and blacksmithing and weaving, and they did stone napping for arrowheads a couple years. And I'm not sure what all they'll have this year, but I highly recommend it. Independence. This year's Prairie Days has been changed to the Cast Reunion event. It's going to be May 31st, June 2nd. Their current big event of the year is Carrie Ingalls Swansea's birthday party, which is Saturday, August 3rd, 2024 this year. Walnut Grove is the place, the home site that's done the most work with online celebrations. And so they had an online celebration of Laura's birthday, February 4th, 2024. This time they were looking at celebrating the pageant through all the people who have played Nellie. It was really a very nice production. They had a Find a Grave presentation in April 18th, and the Walnut Grove pageant will be July 12th through 13th, July 19th through 20th, which is the reunion weekend, July 26th to 27th. And it's really nice because they are the most impressive of all the pageants, but they are switching their pattern from doing the one play to having three plays in a row. Each year there would be 1 year doing the first play, 1 year doing the second, and 1 year doing the third. This is going to be their third play, which is going to be the first time through. I was hoping to get up there to see it, but I don't think I am. They are also having a 50th anniversary cast reunion event, and that's going to also be one of the pageant weekends, July 19th and 21st. This is not one of the Loose Gravel events, so it will be run differently. You do not need an advance ticket to attend the reunion events being held at Walnut Grove. The autograph meet and greet tickets will be available when you arrive in Walnut Grove. It is not also not expected that tickets for the evening pageant will sell out because there's always more room on the hill for that particular event. I do expect that there will be at least a brunch and dinner event held that weekend for which you will need an advance. So all the fans should concern themselves right now in regards to Walnut Grove reunion is finding lodging and transportation, and everything else will be announced in plenty of time for you, those of you who are looking to participate in various events taking place the weekend. That's for the most part good advice, except I would pre-buy the pageant tickets as soon as possible to get good seats. Some people prefer to sit on a blanket on the hill, though. It's up to you. The pageant is the play they put on every year, and a pre-pageant question and answer session with the TV show cast will happen before they do the pageant every year. And some people only are interested in that, but even if you are, you want a seat. I don't know if they will try and have the cast watch the play. The last time I wasn't there the last time. The first time they ended up having him leave at the middle of the performance because people just kept coming up and bothering them and ignoring the play. So not sure if they're going to get to see it, which is too bad. It is a good play. There's going to be a bruncheon on Friday, July 19th, and a luncheon on July 20th. And on then the Sunday, the 21st, you will have an opportunity. They'll have all the cast there. You come in, you sit down, you take a picture, and you have a picture of you and the cast. There are tickets for all those events. The store in Walnut Grove has the most complicated system of hours. And I have a whole little graphic they put out in the post that tells you month by month what their hours are for that month. Baroque is a lot of smaller events throughout the year. They're planning on them again, but we normally find out about more of them as we go through the year. Their Laura Day's dates, however, are set out 2030 on their site calendar, which is nice. They have the annual meeting in January, which they have been putting online for the last 2 years, which I think is great to let people who aren't right there find out what's going on, and I really appreciate that. They also have a spaghetti supper, which is their best known fundraiser event, and they always like to tell the story of the people who founded it like to tell a story of how one of their first fundraising things was at this event, and a girl brought in her 4-H chickens to sell. And as I mentioned, they were having the sack lunch drive-through meal today. Laura Ingalls Wilder Days are June 21st to the 23rd, which is their big Laura event. And I will be the speaker this year. Also, part of their event is they have a coloring contest, and the information should be published, and the contest is open for all 8th, 9th, and 10th year olds. They have you do an illustration of one of Cheryl Harness's pictures from the her little Laura Ingalls Wilder coloring book, and you need not be present to win, and the winners will be on display all year at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Park and Museum gift shop. DeSmet is having a special exhibit this year, Beyond the Prairie, A Journey Through the Lives of Laura Ingalls Wilder and Rose Wilder Lane. Immerse yourself in the Wilder legacy. Encounter the real Laura and Rose through their lives, writings, and relationship through a special display, and it's going to be available May through September 2024. Their pageant is going to be called Prairie Girls, Laura's Dakota Stories. It's an original production and is described as featuring Laura and early DeSmet history. The dates, in Walnut Grove, they only do Friday and Saturday night for the pageant. In DeSmet, they do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I highly recommend, if you can, doing both pageants in one weekend. For the DeSmet pageant, be sure to take along a chair. And with those two dates, you can normally hit one Walnut Grove usually first and then go on out to DeSmet since they have the Sunday too. Their dates are July 5th, 6th, and 7th, July 12th, 13th, and 14th, and July 19th, 20th, and 21st. The gates open at 6 p.m. and the first performance is at 8. They have their reunion kind of days event. Most small town will have some kind of days event, like our local one is Beef Days in Solon, and there's the St. Jude Sweet Corn Festival, and you know, all sorts of different things. Theirs is Old Settlers Day, which was originally started as a celebration of the first pioneers in the area, and that this year is going to be Saturday, June 8th. The Ingalls Homestead is hosting a plein air event, which is painting in the open air in conjunction with the Harvey Dunn Society. And I've got a post about their previous event. The dates this year are August 8th to 11th, with the wet sale being on Sunday the 11th. They normally have a Christmas event, and I've got them in their italics out because we have not yet heard dates for it. The Ingalls Homestead doesn't have any other special events listed yet, but it's always worth a visit. There's so many things to see in DeSmet. I always say if you want to see the most places, you should go to DeSmet. Spring Valley is having had their spring cleaning day yesterday, May 4th. Their ice cream social, June 21st. The Eliza Jane One Room School Days is going to be sometime at the end of July. Ag Days, which is formerly known as Wilder Fest, but is really more one of those small town festivals again, will be August 16th and 18th, and they will have a winter fundraiser date to be decided later. Mansfield has their special exhibit this year, Remembering Almanza Wilder. They have worked on filling in the spot where the previous museum was. They kept Almanza's workshop and built a restoration of their garage. It'll be the focal point of this year's special exhibit. The town has a big celebration for Independence Day. They have the Rocky Ridge Adventure Pioneer Camp, July 20th to 26th. They sadly do not have a pageant anymore. They keep talking about bringing it back. I do not see it happen in the near future. And it's really, really a shame because they had the best theater and it was a great musical. The 49th annual Wilder Days and the Laura Ingalls Wilder Fiddle Off will be September 27th and 28th, complete with the Wilder Dinner, where they have a special speaker. This year it's going to be Dean Butler, who is releasing a book this year, so it would be a great chance to get that signed. The Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's Literature Festival is November 7th and 8th. And Gene C. Cody Day at the Rocky Ridge Farm is named for Gene Cody, who had a lot to do with the running of the organization between 1960 and 2018. They remember her memory with a discounted ticket price for all active and retired teachers and librarians. And then finally, they have a Christmas at Laura's House event on Saturday, December 14th from 5 to 7. They always do their Christmas events in the evening. It's the time of year where you can see the house decorated for Christmas. It used to be the only time you could take pictures inside the house, but that is no longer true. Malone had a special event this year for eclipse days because the eclipse went right near them and people were out there to see it. It was on April 7th, which was the day before the event, and Monday, April 8th. They're having fiber arts every Wednesday, which started April 17th and is going to run through the fall. They open for the season on May 25th. Fun at the Farm is a fun day for kids with traditional games to play on June 22nd. They have not given me dates for their last two events of the year. And then they have the Almanza Laura Ingalls Wilder Anniversary Celebration, August 25th. And we'll probably be doing a Civil War reenactment and then Christmas with Almanzo, but I do not have dates for those yet. Carrie is also the Keystone, South Dakota, the longtime home of Carrie Ingalls, is also having a cast reunion event this year, July 26th. Old World, Wisconsin is having a series of day camps, one-day day camps for kids, and then 2 days that are for parents and kids. The Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival in Marshall, Missouri was just held. We don't have a lot of details because they were very slow getting their information out this year. It is a very unique event with a lot of TV people and a lot of general history people and a lot of relatives of presidents. So it's a unique thing to go to, and they had quite a few cast members. Cast reunions for non-home site towns. They had the big one of the year one of the three big ones of the year was at the 50th anniversary of TV show cast reunion in Simi Valley. They had somewhere between 12,000 and 18,000 people visit, which was enough to make them change their mind from having it be a one-time event to having it be sort of an ongoing thing, and they're still working on exactly what that will look like. For the time being, they're looking at having a monthly tour of Simi Valley available, and also they had some interior sets recreated, and they're going to be staging that somewhere in Simi Valley. Let's see. And we talked about that and that one and that one and that one. They are also going to be in Monte Carlo this year, June 14th to the 18th. So if you ever get over to Monte Carlo, that's going to be the big TV event. The Bold and Beautiful goes pretty much every year, and you always see footage from the festival incorporated in their episodes if you want to know what it's like. The other big one that's going to have the most people is going to be in Hartford, Connecticut. And one of the people who's running it is Susan McCrae, who is the casting director. And so she got lots of people to come to that one that did not come to any others, even the one in Simi Valley. And there's going to be a list of those on my website. There's one at Johnny Cash's Hideaway Farm in Lisle, Tennessee, September 14th and 15th. There's going to be another reunion event in Branson, Missouri, on November 15th to the 17th. That's also going to have quite a few people and a lot of Christmas events going on around Branson, and one of the most priciest. Little House on the Prairie, the musical, continues to have all sorts of productions going on. We've missed the ones in Liberty, Missouri, which is in January. White Bear Lake, Minnesota's, which was in January and February. Spearfish, South Dakota's, which was in February. Griffin, Georgia's was in April. Next weekend, it'll be in Morristown, New Jersey. At the end of August, the beginning of September, it's going to be in St. Reedlands, California. And that is pretty much all the events that are happening this year. There is, as I said, Dean Butler is going to be coming out with a book, and John Fry already came out with one about Laura Ingalls Wilder and her faith, her religious experience of life. And there are going to be, various events going on through the course of the year. I'm sorry I don't have dates for everything. We do the best we can. And again, if you hear of any events going on, please let me know so I can get them added. I'm always willing to do corrections and updates. The post that I'm going to do tonight is just updated the once, and then I will encourage everybody to keep up on the Laura Ingalls Wilder events page and the page, because that's what I keep updated and current. And with that, thank you for joining us today, and I hope that you will brighten the corner where you are and have a great Laura year.